All right, everyone, we are going to start today's post-race media availability. We are now joined by Heather Gibbs, co-owner of Joe Gibbs Racing here, as the owner representation for Denny Hamlin's All-Star victory today. We're going to open it up to questions. If you all have a question, please raise your hand and we can get a mic to you. Who would like to kick us off? We'll go to Jeff right there and then right behind.
Hey, Heather, Jeff Gluck from The Athletic. It looked like another Toyota dominating day, and I know the format was kind of wonky while everything shook out, but how did you feel about your cars and your team overall being able to lead so many laps?
Well, I mean, today shows you why it's good to have four cars, having two in the front and two in the back. It was great. I mean, obviously, Chris and James called a great race, and obviously Denny and Chase did a great job managing the tires throughout the run, and I thought they put on a really good show, but just happy how it finished.
We'll go right there and then to Matt after.
Michael Massey, Front Stretch. We've heard a lot over the years how Joe feels when he sees two of his cars racing for the win there. How are you feeling seeing the two of them side by side duking it out?
Well, I think I've heard enough stories about that and watched it, so it was a little nerve-wracking towards the end. I think, you know, Chase was so good on the short run, so knowing that he got around Denny on that restart, but Denny's a master at kind of studying and watching, you know, where you're going and kind of just riding and learning throughout the race, and so I wasn't too worried. I mean, this year has been really good for our team, and with the crew chiefs and the drivers, it's just been a great rallying year for everyone. So I knew they'd race each other hard, but they'd race for they wouldn't wreck each other.
Go to Matt.
Matt Weaver, motorsport.com. Anytime that a team signs an older driver on the back end of his career, it's always kind of a risk because obviously there is typically a performance drop-off with a lot of drivers. How important has it been to the company and you guys and Denny just collectively to give him the opportunity to finish off his career the way that he wants to, but also for him to be able to continue adding the accolades during his time at JGR?
I mean, I would say with Denny, I mean, every Monday when we have our driver meetings, it's kind of like a master class. I mean, he has so much wisdom, so much experience. He's great with, you know, just giving feedback and talking to, you know, like Ty. He'll work with him a lot. So, I mean, having him, he's still at the top. He's definitely hasn't fallen off. I think we keep joking about, like, hey, what about another year, you know, to have someone to be able to just step into the 11 car and win. I mean, you're not going to have that. Denny's kind of a legend in that car, and it will be hard to, you know, I can't even imagine, you know, thinking of filling someone else putting someone else in that car. I think he's done an incredible job, and he's done such an incredible job even with our sponsors, like Progressive. We went up there to Cleveland this week and spent time, I mean, the entire day from 8 to 6 with their leadership, with Mari and Trisha, who's the CEO, and Mari, who's the CMO, and about 600 agents. And he took pictures with each and every one of them and shook hands and talked to them. So, I mean, there's definitely no fall off, and I think a lot of wisdom to be learned from Denny.
To that too. It might be the same answer, but just we've heard from Coach and we've heard from various leadership over the years. I think this is the first time I've been able to ask you, but in your time assuming more leadership responsibilities, what has been your interpretation of what Denny has meant to the company in your time seeing it closer and closer?
Well, I think Denny also being a team owner as well, he's seen the whole different side of how important it is to connect with the sponsors, to connect with the leadership. But really, I mean, he spends more time in the sim probably than anyone else. When we were, you know, landing at the track, I can see, you know, sometimes when we had the helicopter landing and I'm like, there's Denny at the sim. I mean, he is a huge part of our program and just helping strengthen, you know, working with our aero department, with all the different groups. So he's been an integral part of our, you know, performance, and hope he will, you know, I mean, we have a great relationship with 2311, and I just see that moving forward.
We've also been joined today by today's race-winning crew chief, Chris Gale. We're going to go back to Jeff right here for a question.
Heather, obviously, you know, Ty raced his way in through the open, and in years past, they didn't have the open in the traditional sense this year and kind of jumbled some guys' days and things like that. I was wondering your impression of if you had one preference of having the open separate or having everybody race together like it was today?
Well, I think having the open separate is fun because it separates the all-star. You know, first of all, every week I feel like it's an all-star race. You know, every time you show up at the track. But having it separate is kind of fun because the ones who win, you're in, and they get to watch and learn. And I'm sure the crew chiefs probably learn from that the open race and what happened. So I think it is fun. And then you get major street cred when you race your way out of the open race and you're in, you know, the regular race. So I think there is something that's really, you know, it's rewarding about that.
Go to Jordan.
Jordan Bianchi, The Athletic. This question is for Chris. Dover has a long history of being kind of a track that where the best teams show out, right? Like Michigan or some other places. Yeah, I know this was not a points race, and we knew all the factors that were different today. But even though that this was the all-star race, does this show that you guys are among the very best here and this carries over to the rest of the year?
I think we've shown that all year. We don't necessarily have as many wins as we could have, right? But there's been two, maybe three we've left on the table and led a lot of laps. So I feel like we've kind of done that all year. I think I saw a stat. He's led the most laps he's led to some point. Maybe this is a week or two ago in start of a season. And then we obviously, you know, did more of that today. You know, you talked about all the things that were different this week. I think for us, that is what shows the strength. This was the third event where we come into a different aero package, more horsepower. You know, we did that at Darlington. We did that at Bristol. And honestly, we weren't very good at either one of those. We weren't as good as we needed to be, right? The 45 ran away from us all at Darlington. Bristol, we were, you know, 5th to 10th, but not good enough. Today, we were able to kind of use those two lessons, improve on the car, and unload with what we really needed this time. And I hope that bodes well for Nashville, Gateway, those same tracks that are going to have the same aero package, horsepower changes later.
We're going to stay right here on the left.
Dr. Deander, buildingspeed.org. Chris, two questions about tires. Number one, the Dover tire is a brand new right tire, and I'd like if you can give me a little more technical what was different about it. And then number two, you had a tire you knew about and a tire you didn't know anything about. Is it harder to simulate when you have an unmatched set like that?
A little bit, but I think it was a different left side tire construction. I think the compound was the same on the right side. So it was a different stagger, a smaller tire on the left side. We can kind of account for that, you know, the size of the tires in our simulation. And so we always do because you have variations in those week to week. So we can account for that. And then I think that, you know, you just have to make some assumptions. You know, when everybody gets – we get tire data from the tires, but it's not perfect, right? It's done. It's SOVA. It's a different set of circumstances compared to the racetrack. So you still have a catalog of that kind of stuff. So we're able to make choices based on doing those kind of things at other places. And once your notebook's big enough, I think it allows you to do that with some confidence.
Do we have any additional questions? Yeah, okay. We'll go to Matt right there.
Yeah, Matt Weaver, Motorsport for Chris. Given where Denny is in his career and the trajectory of drivers in their 40s, it would not have been a surprise if he would have tapered off a little bit. How much responsibility did you place on yourself to ensure that Denny Hamlin stayed Denny Hamlin, given where he came from?
That's a good question. Not as much as you would think, meaning I think that he's unique, and you've seen him not taper off, and I think that he has a huge desire to not, you know, taper off and then have to quit that way, right? He wants to quit on top. And so I don't think that necessarily I've been able to influence that other than that's internal to him. I've been able to, you know, hold him accountable on a few things. Hey, we scheduled this. We're going to do this. We can't move this around. Hey, we all agree to do this. But that goes across the board with him or the entire team. And I think that, you know, the team's hungry and he's hungry, right? He's getting to the end of his career. You talk about there's not many in front of him anymore, right? So everyone is probably more and more sweet to him at this point.
All right. Thank you both. Congratulations.